Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
All right, can I take a picture of you?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Ah.
One, two, three, four. 4 minutes of fire. New music premieres every month on the 4th.
It's the 4th of the month, so you know we're back with a new 4 Minutes of Fire episode. This is your host, Jason Peters, and today we are here with...
Hey, Steven Dope, Pindo from the Nanos, it's me!
I'm so happy to get you here. It took a little bit,
yeah,
but we made it happen.
Yeah, I mean, schedules and everything, you know what I mean? We made sure it aligned.
And let me tell you this. There's a couple reasons I'm an HD Pindo fan. First is social media presence. We don't got to get too much into that because Big D, the weatherman's here. And secondly is you came up here for what's called a DJ meeting.
Right.
Can you speak on your experience or what a DJ meeting is?
Okay, so that was my first time ever experiencing something like that. But I mean, what we do on our own is, you know, we'll do these studio sessions where we basically bring people in to listen to the music that we're working on. So that DJ meeting felt like doing a studio session just in somebody else's turf, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was up there and it's all the Hot 97 DJs, like everybody that's on the program, and they're just listening to the music. It's a bunch of artists that went up. That day it was me, Central C, Ruben Vincent. It was a dope day.
You had one of the hardest jobs I've ever seen at a DJ meeting.
Because really?
You were on what I would call a stacked lineup. There was probably 6 artists there. You mentioned who? You mentioned
Central C, Central Ruben C. Vincent.
Ruben Vincent.
There was also Mano was there that day.
So you followed up Mano, who had lit the room on fire with...
went right before Mano.
Oh, you went before. You went before. Who'd you go after?
Ruben.
Oh, you went after Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
But that room was very tense, and there was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of different labels, a lot of different reps, a lot of different artists, a lot of different personalities. And I'm not going to speak on how people usually perform in the DJ meeting or talk about anyone else and how they do it, but you lit the fucking room on fire.
Hey, man, I just do my job.
And and it brought a sincere level of respect to me. That combined with the social media stuff showed a level of like tenacity, consistency, and like professionalism.
Because
I know a lot of people might see like wilding out on social media XYZ as like as a negative. I see it as a positive, as someone who's hungry and
because you understand the intention behind it.
Exactly.
Right,
wants
right.
to eat. So talk to me about where that drive comes from. The things I know about you is Brooklyn makes good music. Glasses. You know, it's just, you know, it's branding.
Yeah.
Tell people about yourself so people can learn more about you.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm from East Flatbush, the Nanos. You know, I say that in all the songs. The Nanos, that's the 90s. That's like, I'm down the street from Bobby and Rowdy and them.
Gotcha.
Just to give equal context or whatever.
That's good perspective.
Right, exactly. So me, I grew up just in and around all of that because, you know, you think Bobby Rowdy, think about what the music sounds like, what the energy is. So I'm growing up around it. I'm seeing that. And I have people around me that's doing that. But for me, I was always like, I took to the music very early, very, very early. Like since I was 9, like I always used to like writing stories and things like that. Mm-hmm. Since I was 9, I heard 50 Cent and I'm like, damn, yo, music, like this is fire. The way he's doing this, I want to be able to do that. So from that age, I was like, I'm gonna be a rapper. And even though it was still very premature, like the reasons why I was trying to rap and all of that, I ain't have it figured out yet, but I knew I wanted to rap from very early.
So you mentioned 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And that's the perfect segue to the one question I really had for
okay.
you. Is that you told Brooklyn Magazine
What did I say?
A slew of dream collabs.
Okay.
One of them was 50 Cent. You had a bunch of really normal ones.
Uh-huh.
And then you had, and give me a second here, the man who sings this song.
Oh, I think I know where you're going. If you play the right song, I'm gonna be hyped.
I don't know if this is the right song. You've been Curious George fan?
No, I'm not a big Curious George fan.
Jack Johnson.
In between dreams, bro.
You haven't? Oh yeah. I instead of doing banana pancakes, I went upside
down. That's the one, bro. That banana pancakes. I used to love that song. Like, I don't know, man. How could you not?
Why? How does someone who's like signed to Roc Nation, like a legitimate artist in the field?
Yeah.
Where does the interest in Jack goddamn Johnson go?
See, the thing about it is, mind you, I'm talking 9 years old, right? I'm into 50. So I knew I wanted to rap. So I'm in rap early. You find Kanye, Cole, what are they doing? They sampling. Mm. All right, cool. What music they listening to? Because you getting these samples. I need to go figure that out. So you go down these rabbit holes and now you find different people. Jack Johnson happens to be one of those people that you find down the rabbit hole. And come on. You gonna be mad if this song is playing? I don't want to be mad, bro. I live in the hood. I'm not trying to wake up and be aggressive. This is what I need in the morning.
I just think that's such a good perspective. And I thought it was so interesting because, first of all, you're a young, up-and-coming, rising artist. So to even name drop Jack Johnson in a magazine article, I think it shows a level of confidence that a lot of people wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Just to be honest like that. Because I'll be honest, one of my favorite rappers in the game, and this is not a hot take, is Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. That man will do a full falsetto and do a verse rapping from the perspective of a woman who cheated on Kendrick Lamar.
I feel like...
I put the pussy on a pedestal.
I was going to say the same line. I was going to say the same line because that was peak confidence. Yeah. Like, yo, what are you doing? But it works.
And same thing with Future. He won a goddamn Grammy for... La-di-da-di-da, slap amina. Right. And it
works.
And people could look at that and go, okay, that's stupid. That's not bars. But to me, that it's just like a level of confidence in the artistry to take a chance that could go sideways.
For sure.
Because it's a very slim margin from la-di-da-di-da schlab on my knob to dressing like a bottle of seltzer on Saturday Night Live, like Lil Pump did. You know? They're both creative decisions.
Right.
But some of them work and some of them don't. And when you can go that far out of your lane and hit,
it's like, it's huge. You got to marvel at that for sure.
So I wanted to talk to you a bit about, this is a question I ask everyone who comes on the program. And you're not allowed to answer weed, traveling, food, the gym, or fashion.
So okay.
Can't say
mad things you just took out.
Yeah. Well, that's all rapper shit that rappers enjoy, and say that's because I'm asking, what hobbies do you have?
Oh, okay.
So you can't say any of the regular travel, food, working out. No. What is something that, like, if people really wanted to get into your head, what do you enjoy?
I enjoy movies, man. That's me. Like, I really, really like watching movies.
Do you have a favorite lane, a favorite type,
comedy,
a favorite
is like
director?
Like, I'm gonna always go to comedy movies just because I don't know. I just like
same reason you like favorite banana pancakes.
You feel
I'm
me? Exactly.
Feel bad.
You dig? Like, that's what it is. My favorite movie is My Cousin Vinny. I got a painting in my crib.
Shout out to the Italians.
You feel me? I love that movie, bro. I could watch that shit so many times.
Have you ever sampled a movie?
Yeah, so in my song I dropped in December, it's called Forward. It's not on streaming, it's only on YouTube and such. But I sampled, it's going to make me mad that I'm not getting this
Your
movie.
Team's in here, they should know you sampled.
Oh, this is going to be, it's that movie, dudes in jail, they're in jail. And
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Give myself the applause there. I never even seen that. I just know it's a jail movie.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
But we're talking about the beat that you're going to rap over on this upcoming 4 Minutes of Fire.
Yeah.
I mentioned to you before we started recording that there's like, it's a lot of gaps in the beat. Like we haven't recorded yet, so we haven't even seen you perform. The people are going to be listening to the freestyle performance in like 2 minutes.
Right.
But there's pockets in there. And as someone who's like melding the beats together, I saw that and I'm always like, all right,
what's going on?
Get into your mindset, because I thought what you said was really interesting.
Yeah, so I approached making music from a performance standpoint, you know what I mean? Like early on in my career, I was just big on performing, you know what I mean? I started going to Europe, probably like my first show in Paris was 2014. So
goddamn, how dare you flex?
it's like, it was just my journey, you know what I mean? Because even sometimes I'll be out in Europe doing shows with 5 people in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a real, like, okay, I'm just going through the journey. My journey just happened to be overseas. But being over there, you know, people don't speak the same language as me. So I'm there, you know, how do I get these people to engage? And it's all in energy, you know. So the how you present the music is what matters. And for me, having stops in the beats and adding tension and things like that, it forces people that are watching you perform, they have to pay attention, because I'm thinking, all right, cool, you're flowing like this, and yeah, I get it. I can just get lost in that. But now when I stop and, all right, change the flow, now it's like, oh, I got to pay attention.
Like points of emphasis.
Almost. Exactly.
And let me ask you, just to follow up on that, craziest place you've ever traveled, weirdest place, most culture shock?
Okay, weirdest place. Most culture shock was definitely, I think I was in... Was it Norway? It was one of these.
I gotta look up. Where was Girl Code? Do you remember where Girl Code went? Was it Norway? Because I think they told a story about performing in Norway. Real? Yeah.
Well, so this wasn't even about performing for me. I was, and granted, it might not have been Norway. It could have been somewhere else, but it might have been in that Czech Republic area. But anyway, I'm walking around the city, and the thing that like threw me off is all the homeless people were like on their knees, and they had their heads down. And they had their hats just open. I was like,
not be more correct. I lived in London for 4 months. And the difference between homeless people in America and homeless people in London is that homeless people in London will just sob uncontrollably on the street. They'll just bellow and cry. And people will give them money. But it is not the same flavor of homelessness that you get in the States.
Right.
Yeah, no, but that's a very astute observation.
It bugged me out because, you know, in New York, the homeless people, they're going to run down on you. Let me get a dollar.
They'll have a conversation. On the subway, they have a shtick. I live in Brooklyn too, and there's a guy who, by God, he has a phenomenal voice. He has like a great production. Like, he could be a radio host, and he gives the same speech. Would anyone like to help a homeless person today? And then he goes, and then at the end, I think it's so smart. He says, I will take water instead of money, because he knows that people will be like, yes, he deserves the money because he'll take water.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, what's water?
Water.
Oh,
however you want to say. I'm from Philly.
that was crazy.
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
Wait, what? Yeah. Hey, bug y'all out. I've never heard somebody. Wait, say that again, bro.
Water.
Nah, you ain't saying it like that. You said water.
But either way, my last question. No, two last questions. Second to last question, is there anything that you think people should know about HD Been Dope, and where can they follow you?
Oh, I think you should know that What Can They Say is out right now. You know what I mean? That's my project. I feel like if you really want to understand me as an artist and where I'm at right now, What Can They Say is the best introduction. So that's out. It's on every streaming platform. Go get that. Locked In is out right now. You know what I mean? Like, we gearing up for something very, very, very special this year. So.
My HD Been Dope recommendations are Locked In, Mamba, and Bird. Bird with a Y. Well, I'm just throwing it out for the people. Give them a little
something. No, definitely. That's fair. I like those picks.
And my final question for you is, are you ready for 4 Minutes of Fire?
Come on, man. Put the beat on.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 Minutes of Fire. New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYH Justice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Oh yeah. Yo, it's Been Dope from the Nanos. It's very simple. I do my thing, you do your thing. Just keep it like that, you dig? Listen, it go, I'm impossible. Call me, beat me, probably can't reach me. I've been skipping states like naming 40 and I'm done. In the race like Nicki, that's a whole lot of sun. Plural heard the ringing from a whole lot of gun. Plural, they pulled up and sprayed the building, bullets painted, made a mural. Told these niggas I'm the best out, guess they ain't believe it. Said they had the best route, I just took the scenic. Y'all foolish, y'all clueless, tried to tell you but y'all muted. Do what you do, I'm not moving off of y'all movements. Hey, what we talking about? Beast let them fly, boom them. They might as well just call me she, cause I do it. She ride the D like Freaky T, that's till I non-snoozing. If I'm a dog, she EVE, know what my balls doing. Innocenti, switch your lanes, that's me, baby.
plan, that's me, baby. Hot 9-7 plan, that's me, baby. Call it ain't about no cake, is you crazy? Business got bitches on notice. She tryna slide to the non-slow your motion. Soon as I got to her spot, bent it over, I gave it a this that Lola, give a fuck about your quotas. Unless we got equity, upfront paper won't slave us. We want the legacy, one of the plot, that's Acres. Not talking Emery, now I'm talking Emerson. Read something, you won't get something, you won't get what you want. They see LABBN, be thinking we the lucky ones. This is plenty nice to us, no sleep, ain't no cold feet. Stand on beers, know the flow heat. We knew TC before we knew about Mr. Mosby. Really though, niggas love to tell you how to party from the outside of the club, like they yelling out Emilio. Silly bros, it was all a dream, it was all a dream. Go big on what you believe and you get what you need. Go big on what you perceive and you get what you see. Go big if we talking green. We need a couple B's. Big baller blocking. Energy from you niggas. Won't stop the figures. We gon' get the cash money. Losing ain't an option. Lost my bitch, turned to Hefner. Summer without you means a couple bad bunnies. You gon' do it or you gon' complain. Half the time I feel like Prince inside the purple rain. The other half I feel like Future in the purple rain. I can hear the perkies calling. Them bitches ain't say my name. Runch there. Had the fun chip by taking meals off of my lunch list. Gifted with the paper. Smart kids getting dumb rich. For the fun chips did a lot, but I does this. Ice and figure spicy, I might show you what a munch is. Kidding, 100 million seems so fitting when you throwing out the pitch before an inning. Patience must be thinning. These niggas talking about quitting. We did 10 years to get to the beginning. Do something, shit get deeper than decor. You do the things you want once you know what you made for. You do the things you can once you know what you made of. Product of the block, don't be the shit that they made up. Fuck that, y'all want it one way? No, I am Marlo. Bend up is the name, lab chain with the god flow. Put the keys in the lines, this is just a barcode. Booker T with the time, staring at a five, yo. And I wave it like yayo. Niggas can't see me, knew I be me from a day old. This is not a genie, ain't no wishing, no, we made those. This is alchemy, I'ma get it if I say so, nigga. Alright, listen. It's Bendo from the Nanos, I'm not finished. I got more, I got a lot more. Listen, this next joint is called Can't Get Rid of Me. You cannot get rid of me. It's just like this. Yeah, huh, wow, huh. Yeah, huh, wow, huh, yeah, huh, wow, huh, yeah, huh, let's go. Whoa, yeah, oh, what's up? Heard they try to take me out, that's not enough. I'm back, whoa, line them up. Heard they wishing we was done, I give a fuck, huh. Can't get rid of me, can't get rid of me. And I'm popping up again, I bet they sick of me. Can't get rid of me, can't get rid of me. They just saying that they him, I mean that literally. Bendo from the Nanos, I'm off the hydro. I'm moving just like Burning Man, she love me. Little shot hoe, like they don't try to hide those. Come get your mind blown, I ain't off the rock. But I'm kissing pink like your lip styrofoam. I ain't serve no cane, I'm a citizen. Xanadu for records, pay my Cody back like pick a brick. Skip on my body when I land like I'm Gilligan. New Bendo, it's him again, they right back with the real again. Don't like that, let me fill you in, huh? Oh, what's up? Heard they try to take me out, that's not enough. I'm back, whoa, line them up, line them up. Heard they wishing we was done, I give a fuck, what? Can't get rid of me, can't get rid of me. And I'm popping up again, I bet they sick of me. You can't get rid of me, you can't get rid of me. They just saying that they him, I mean that literally.
Ladies and gentlemen, HD Bendo.
Bendo from the Nanos, man, get with me. And if you don't, you ain't gonna have a choice. I'ma be here.
4 minutes of fire. New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Podcast listeners, Summer Jam Through the Years is a documentary-style podcast mini-series exploring four summer jams through four decades, hosted by me, Laura Styles. All episodes of our first season are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Check it out to hear stories from behind the scenes like Jay-Z and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson!
The year Nicki Minaj refused to perform.
I know there's some chicks here waiting to sing Starships later. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
And how the show went on despite COVID and a hurricane. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.